I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. After several days of anxiety, Compassion International finally knows the awful extent of damage done by the flash flooding in the Philippines. Kathy Redmond confirms that 7 Compassion children are dead and 21 are missing.
We're looking at the possibility that there are actually over 2,700 children that have been affected.
Compassion's responding with spiritual care and immediate aid. Over $500,000 in emergency aid is needed as they regroup. Prayer is needed too. Pray for hurting families and for Christ's peace to shine. The good news is people are receptive to the hopeful message of the gospel. Meanwhile, Santa and his helpers are taking to the streets of central Japan with gospel tracts, or at least volunteers with the Evangelical Alliance Mission dressed as Santa's elves. This is the first Christmas in Japan since this year's earthquake and tsunami that claimed nearly 15,000 lives. A lot of people are looking for hope. Those heading up the street ministry say people are more willing to take a tract from an elf this time of year. Pray that they can bring Christ's hope to many. And an unusual host is gearing up to throw a Christmas celebration in Singapore. Part of the Operation Mobilization Ships Ministry, the Logos Hope, is essentially a floating bookstore with Bibles and resources. Rodney Hoy says the ship has just landed in Singapore, where a celebration will soon be taking place.
After some restraint in Malaysia, and we are really free to share in a very attractive way, the gospel and Christmas story right in the busiest street in Singapore.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about these and other stories, call our resource line 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the entire Mission Network News team, I'm Greg Yoder, wishing you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.